Now looking at the latest local news on WIBD. A $35,000 cash bond has been set for a 25-year-old Appleton man who allegedly led authorities on a multiple county high-speed chase early Christmas morning. Adam Piotrowski appeared in Washington County Court yesterday, where he's been charged with felony first-degree recklessly endangering safety and fleeing an officer, as well as two misdemeanors. Fond du Lac County deputies first tried to stop Piotrowski, who was southbound on Interstate 41 at just before 1 o'clock Monday morning. He was eventually stopped just south of Highway 144 in the town of Polk in Washington County after driving his car into the vehicle of a sheriff's supervisor, who then fired at Piotrowski to get him to stop. Officers eventually used a taser to take him into custody. Piotrowski is also likely to face criminal charges in other jurisdictions. His next Washington County court appearance set for January 10th. A mental examination of the 47-year-old Richfield man who allegedly attacked and seriously injured his 13-year-old neighbor with a hammer while the boy was mowing his parents' lawn on a mid-August evening has been completed. According to criminal complaint, Brian Scott Olson has a history of mental health problems and had been having difficulties with neighbors in the Wexford Circle area of Richfield in the weeks leading up to the August 14th attack. Pleas of not guilty and not guilty by mental disease or defect were entered in the case in November. The results of the mental exam will be discussed in Washington County Court this morning. Fire extensively damaged a four-unit condominium in Saukville yesterday afternoon. Firefighters were called to the unit in the 400 block of Church Lane at just before 3 o'clock yesterday. Nine departments sent personnel to assist with battling the blaze in frigid temperatures. No damage estimate's been released, the cause under investigation, but the fire may have started in the attic. No one was injured. More information's become available on that Christmas Day fire on Lighthouse Lane in the town of Barton. Washington County authorities say a candle on top of a dresser ignited other items. A woman in the residence attempted to put out the fire with an extinguisher, then exited the building. A deputy used his fire extinguisher to stop the fire from spreading until the West Bend Fire Department arrived on the scene. Fire damage was limited to the area around the dresser, but there was some smoke damage to the rest of the residence.